PM Narendra Modi said the BJP's victory in Haryana elections shows the mood in the country and the people have shown they will not fall prey to the hateful conspiracies of the Congress and urban Naxals. The Congress is an irresponsible party and a factory to spread hatred which wants to divide Hindus and pit one community against another, Modi said after virtually launching various development projects of more than Rs 7,600 crore in the Maharashtra. Further targeting the Congress, Modi cautioned against those who play divisive politics and mislead voters for personal gains. The Congress wanted to induce fear among Muslims in the country and convert them into vote bank, he said, and also accused the opposition party of indulging in caste politics to divide Hindus for political gains. The entire ecosystem of the Congress and the entire urban Naxal gang was working towards misleading the people. But, all the conspiracies of Congress have been destroyed, said Modi. The Congress used all tactics to provoke people, but they have shown that they will not fall prey to the hateful conspiracies of Congress and urban Naxals, he said, up to fight Delhi polls alone, snubs overconfident Congress former Delhi CM and AAP national convener Arvind Kejriwal with party leaders Manish Sisodia, Gopal Rai and others during a meeting with AAP municipal councillors. PIC, PTI and the Aam Aadmi Party will contest the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections alone against an overconfident Congress, a party member said on Wednesday. In Delhi, AAP will contest alone. We are capable of fighting the overconfident Congress and arrogant BJP alone, AAP spokesperson Priyanka Kakkar said. She blamed the Congress for not taking alliance partners seriously in Haryana and ultimately facing a rout due to its overconfidence. SP snubs Congress for UP by polls in a day after declaration of assembly poll results of Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir. Samajwadi Party on Wednesday released a list of its candidates for 6 of 10 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh, whereby polls are due later this year. The SP, which is a part of the India bloc, has said it will contest the by polls with the Congress, which is demanding 5 seats from the party. Congress Uttar Pradesh Unit President Ajay Rai told PTI that the state wing has given a proposal to its leadership to contest on 5 of the 10 by poll-bound assembly seats in the state. BJP spokesperson Tripathi said that the SP-Congress alliance is in a state of disarray, and Omar vows to push for J&AMP, K statehood and Omar Abdullah addresses media outside his residence. PIC, PTI and Omar Abdullah said the NC Congress government will pass a resolution demanding the restoration of J&AMP, K statehood. After formation of the government, I hope in the first cabinet meeting, the cabinet will pass a resolution impressing upon the centre to restore statehood. The government should then take that resolution to the PM, Abdullah told reporters here, and analysing unexpected Haryana result. Rahul Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on Wednesday said the party was analysing the unexpected results in Haryana and will apprise the Election Commission about complaints received from various constituencies of the state. In his first reaction after the shock defeat in Haryana, the former Congress president also thanked the people of Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for their support. My heartfelt thanks to the people of Jammu and Kashmir. India's victory in the state is a victory of the constitution, a victory of democratic self-respect, he said, and